كذا واحد اثنين مع زميله اي جت انا يعني انا نفسي ما اعرف طب اصبر شوي علي I'll just brief you about history taking. Okay, again, Hadi, you will just face it a lot in your, you'll practice it so much. But Hadi, just a brief outline about the history taking in the pediatrics. Okay? Similar to the adults, let's see أشياء إضافية عليها. So basically, we'll go through the next slides. How the patient, how will I do the ID for the patient, his chief complaint, history of the present illness, past medical history, pregnancy, delivery, neonatal, history, systemic review, family history, social history, vaccination, nutritional history, developmental, drugs, and allergy. Okay. What in our pediatric history, طبعا الانفورمنت هنا, who's giving me the information about the history is usually one of the parents, most likely the mother. بس أحيانًا تكون مثلاً الأخت الكبيرة، أحيانًا تكون الخالة، الجدة. So whoever is my informant, I have to say who is he. I have to write it. This is in my documentship and in my notes. I have to say who is he and is he reliable or not. Okay. أحيانًا تلاقي الأم، أحيانًا للأسف في بعض الأمهات ما يعرفوا عن الولد. تسأل تلاقي الأم تسأل الشغالة كم مرة طرش اليوم، كم مرة جاله العفو إسهال. Is he reliable or not? Okay. The older children, you can let them ask the history. Also, you can ask older children school age. Okay. ممكن تسأل هو نفسه بالمدرسة كيف ضحك مين اللي إيش اللي صار معك بعد ما ضحك مثلاً. Okay. Some particular issues about the family history, the pediatrics. Usually, it's more detailed. وبنركز فيها طبعا اكثر على الاشياء اللي has genetic predisposition okay. يعني اكثر ما ركز انه موضوع عنده والله coronary heart disease وdiabetes hypertensive لا اركز اكثر على الاشياء اللي more of genetics predisposition like family history of atopy asthma eczema allergic rhinitis in a child who is asthmatic فهذه تهمني اكثر so is this baby I'm facing now a 6-month-old baby who's presenting with a respiratory distress, wheezing. So is this child having bronchiolitis? هذه حتجيكم بالbronchiolitis. سمعتوا في اللي قلتها bronchiolitis, RSV bronchiolitis. ولا no. He's having his first attack of bronchial asthma. فالfamily history بتساعدني. وحتتعرفوا معانا كيف حترسموا الfamily pedigree. Okay. For autosomal recessive, for X-linked, how you will draw the family pedigree to be, it's like international language. Once you see it, you know what's the meaning of this pedigree. Who's the affected child? Who are the siblings who are carriers of this sickle cell anemia, for example? Okay? Social history. في عندنا تركيز كمان على social history بال شباب الخير, for the groups. طيب social history okay this child what is his school level and how is his school performance what's his relationship with his parents and siblings okay and what's his relationship with his peers his friends at school بضل social history socioeconomic status طبعا هذا يمكن ما حيكون محرج يعني تسأل واحد كم راتبه في ما هي لبقة أو كم أو تسألوه مثلا تسألوه زوجي بحاجة شوية doesn't make sense بس ممكن تسألها indirectly فين هم عايشين بأي ما يكفي تقولي عايشين بالرياض ما شاء الله الرياض كم 4-5 مليون صارت فين عايشين مثلا فيلا ولا مستأجرين هل مثلا هم they have مثلا housemaid they have their own villa ولا لا they have they are living with the عايشين مع عائلة الجد وكراودي وليفين وان روم ففيك انت you can what's the father work what's the mother work what's their educational level هل هم university degrees is he working or unemployed but you can فيك تستنتج منها اوكي فهذا بالنسبة للسوشيال هيستوري طبعا هتسأل على البريجنسي والدليفري وهم من حيكون تركيزنا على البيبي وليس على الأم. لاحظ أنا أحيانًا كثير بيكتبوا الأوبستريك هيستوري. احنا هنا عندنا تركيزنا على البيبي نفسه لانه الفوكس تبعنا احنا الولد. اوكي how is his pregnancy full term or preterm was there any was she followed up during pregnancy ولا no she just not followed up how is, was there any complication did he need to go to be admitted to the nursery for how many days what's the reason did he have for example jaundice and phototherapy giving for him فهذه اللي حركز عليها pregnancy or delivery if there's any complication what's the birth weight is appropriate or not nutrition history again we'll be asking command details about the pediatric nutritional history especially in the infants or toddlers first 2 or 3 years of age حركز على موضوع how was he breastfed or bottle feeding واحنا طبعا we try to enhance موضوع breastfeeding طبعا للأسف يمكن من أقل الدول موضوع breastfeeding هذا مرت عليه new statistics أنه we are among the least breastfeeding countries now so breastfeeding المشكلة أنه في أخطاء كثيرة بالمجتمع ما some people they think that the bottle feeding is better okay that babies with the bottle feeding they grow more your duty is just to try to know why he's not breastfeeding, why the bottle feeding, amount and frequency of the feeds, especially for, this is especially true for those, let's say you have a child with malnutrition, you have a baby with a chronic diarrhea, okay? So then you have to go into more details about his feeding history, and if he's taking food, family food, what's the quality of his food, is he eating more of a junk food, and causing him obesity like myself, or no, he's eating a balanced diet. Developmental history, yeah man, this is something like unique for the pediatric age group. In the development, you will be asking about 4 aspects of development. هل يعرفهم ولا؟
Social, health,
Okay, تفضل.
The gross motor.
Okay. So the gross motor.
The visual fine motor.
Visual fine motor.
The hearing or speech.
Hearing speech.
وبعدين psychiatric اللي هي social behavior.
في social. Yeah. The same one. Okay. So عندنا the gross motor. هذه you'll have a complete session about it, about the details, and it comes in the MCQs. And it might come in the OSCE also. You might have. Check the developmental history of the mother, from the mother, not of the mother, sorry. So, for example, the gross motor, as you mentioned, sitting at around maybe around 6 months, walking at 1 year, fine motor, needing the vision, because you cannot have fine motor without a good vision, okay? Language and the hearing, and the social, vaccination again another particular issue for the pediatrics you have to know what's the latest updated local vaccination schedule it keeps on updating every couple of years okay. So what's the current Minister of Health schedule okay. The type of vaccine that's giving is it live or attenuated or a killed vaccine how they are giving what are the expected side effects and try to avoid the word up-to-date, vaccination up-to-date, no. Make sure that, and even I asked my colleagues to ask the parents if they have a vaccination card. Have a look on it yourself, okay? Many times some vaccines are delayed or missed, so it's our duty to alert the family, even if he's just come for a bronchial asthma, okay? But this is not the money that we I will not ask this for the patients coming in the emergency. But in the OP, in the clinic, in the floor, so even if he's coming with another history, this is your chance to pick up that I have a child, for example, with a delayed milestone. I have a child who's having hearing impaired and he cannot hear words. I have a child who's missing his vaccine. So this is my chance to catch up with the vaccination now. Okay? Some tips. Some parents may mislead you, so you have to ask sometimes. So you have to direct him again with more specific question, but no leading questions. Okay? So some mothers, they will start talking in another direction. So you have to refocus this interview, but without directing questions. Appreciation and empathy, parents, anxiety and worry. Okay? Be aware of the sensitivity of some issues in the family life. And take notes of the parents' behavior. Is it appropriate for their child's illness or no? It's not appropriate sometimes, for example, smoking. Of course, like passive smoking, especially in the social, under the social history. Do we have any other questions? Further. Many people will just try to skip it and just write up. So, just first go through the vaccination card. And let's say that up to the age, and there is no complication. Some people, they just make it for the vaccination and for the development. It's more of the development. So they like development up to normal, or up to 8, or up to 8, or similar to the city. It's more appropriate. For vaccination, interact up to 8, according to the patient schedule, with no adverse effects. So that's fine. I think that's fine. Maybe the part, more appropriate to the development. The development, many people, they write it after 8 or normal. In our course, we have to make sure that they can transfer the data. And if you draw on notes, you can make sure that you can transfer the data. Because this is your teaching process. And I can't go from almost in perfection, almost in command. وإذا كان في أي
يوم تشوف عندك ساعة تقول أنا هسه ممكن ها؟ أنت بساعة واحدة.